Everyone, it's Tuesday, March 28th. My name is Will. I'm running through today's morning brief, beginning with a look at performance yesterday from some of the major areas. Crude oil, another standout, up over 5%. We'll take a look at that chart in just a moment. Russell 2000 up also over 1%. On the downside, gold down about 1.5%. That chart is just consolidating after a pretty large run. Then the ag was also down over 1%. Those are your most notable movers. In terms of the broad equity or large cap equity markets like the S&P 500, it finished up 16 basis points. This was much higher at the open and throughout the day, chopped around and then kind of closed down around the lows for the day. One thing I do want to note is that it was a bit of an odd performance from the sectors, and this contributed to the major benchmarks as well, where the recent leaders, meaning tech, consumer discretionary, communications, were not leading. So you can see here, this is just a table of the broad spider sector funds. Energy was the best performing fund, up over 2%, followed by financials, up 1.4%. But then on your downside, tech was the worst performing, down 80 basis points, followed by communication services, down about 60 basis points. So it was a flip of the recent story and maybe a return to some old leadership. I wouldn't make too much of one day's worth of performance, but it was an odd day and it wasn't what we've seen over the past month or so. Looking at the crude oil chart, biggest mover on our macro dashboard, reversed up into X's second consecutive buy signal. I wouldn't still get too excited about this here. You've seen this countless times before where you get a second consecutive buy, failed breakout, second consecutive buy signal, failed breakout, second consecutive buy signal, failed breakout. So could it be a potential bottom? Sure. I would need to see a lot more evidence for that to be the case. Good day for crude oil investors, nonetheless. This is XLE. This was the best performing spider fund yesterday. Reversed up into X's, formed that double top at $80. Series of sell signals, still no change to this picture. A break at 81 would technically get you back to a point figure buy signal, but I would really like to see a lot more evidence for this fund before putting new money to work here. Fund score is at 3.5. Ideally, like to see this get above 4 to make it viable again. So plenty of work to do for energy. XLF, second best performing broad sector spider fund yesterday, bouncing right around this $30 level. There's a lot of talk about this $30 level for XLF, and I would see that that is true here. That was the October 22 bottom. This fund was also extremely oversold, so beneath the bottom of its 10-week trading band. So a bounce into that low 30s range of what we've been talking about, that $32, $32.50, I don't think will be too much of a surprise here. We've been getting a lot of questions actually about banking stocks and traders that are looking to take advantage of oversold conditions. We put a blurb in the Were You Aware yesterday. So if you go to the Daily Equity Report today, research Daily Equity or your landing page, you'll see it in there. We're talking about a couple of indicators to watch for the banking sector. As trend followers, we're not trying to catch falling knives or trying to necessarily pick the exact bottom. We're looking for some confirmation that buying pressure is beginning to resume. So some two charts that you could take a look at would be the 10-week for the banking sector, so TWEC banks and then BPEC banks. Both of those are what we would consider in washed out territory. For the bullish percents, that's below 30%, and for the 10-week, that is below 10%. So looking for reversals up from here could give you some near-term opportunities for banking stocks, but it would be just that, some near-term opportunities to capitalize on a bounce. Then unless the sector can move back higher into our rankings or the stocks themselves become 3, 4, 5 attribute stocks, if that doesn't happen, then we would look to exit our position. So that would be most cases right now. Just wanted to address that. Happy to chat more about it. Again, it's in the Were You Aware for today's report, trying to capitalize on some of the near-term bank oversold conditions. This is a broader, shorter-term indicator. It's the percent positive weekly for the New York Stock Exchange, the percentage of NYSE stocks with positive weekly momentum. This reversed up yesterday to 16%. This was near its lowest chart levels since October 2022, which was a recent bottom for the market. This is a really sensitive indicator. As you'll see, this swings coast to coast pretty quickly. It can be a bit early. It can also be a bit early on the bottom and early on the tops, but it's a one of the early signs that we're seeing some type of near-term bottoming take place. I would personally like to see a bit more evidence, such as on our technical indicator reports here, checking out the bullish percent, looking at the 10-week. Neither of these are in heavily oversold condition right now, so maybe this is just a bit noisy right now. I'd really like to see maybe both of these reverse, or ideally maybe both of these tick a bit lower, get into washout territory, and then those reversals I think would be more meaningful. All right, parting shot today, individual stock, as I'll try to do. Baba is up pretty big pre-market. Last time I checked, was up nearly 10% on some restructuring news. It looks like about splitting business divisions into six different units. There was an IPO mentioned in there. I don't know the specifics, but the stock's up about 10% pre-market. Technically, I'll be honest, it still looks pretty poor. This is the four-point chart. Even if you go down to the default, though, it's just a really messy chart. There's no discernible trend going on with this stock. It's a zero attribute at this time. So as far as our analysis goes on the point figure charts, trend following, it's not a name that we'd be very excited about right now. And even on the move today, given the attribute, given the chart action, that would be a sellable move for us. All right, that's what I had for everybody this morning. Thanks for your time. I'll be with you again tomorrow.